This is the U.S. Rice Producers Association's free weekly rice market update. November 12, 2020. Slow but steady, rice market looking for a direction. In the South, the cash market has traded mostly sideways for the past several weeks. There is just enough trading taking place in the market that it is remaining relatively steady. Ultimately, there will have to be a change in the export picture before the market establishes further direction. As mentioned in the previous reports, the robust demand to Brazil has been more than offset by the lag in Mexico and Haiti. Although demand to these destinations is expected to grow, it has yet to really materialize, which has certainly been a stagnating factor. The November certified acre data appears to be included in this month's WASDE report. The report shows decreased acreage that led to USDA to slightly lower their production estimates for the 2020-21 crop, albeit by a negligible amount. The November FSA report cited certified planted long grain acres to be 2.299 million. Roughly 324,000 acres were cataloged in the prevented planting column and another 19,000 acres in the failed column. As known for some time, southern medium grain acres were down significantly against last year, with the current data pegging acreage at 179,000, with about 12,000 as failed acres. Overall, the total long grain supply was unchanged as the agency added imports to offset the decline in output. While domestic use was left untouched, exports were lowered by 2 million hundredweights, which ultimately left the carryout with an additional 2 million hundredweights of supply. Despite the stock increase, the season average farm price was revised upward by 20 cents per hundredweight to $11.70. Turning to U.S. medium and short grain, production edged lower but was also offset by a bump in imports. Since demand for both domestic and export projections held constant this month, so did the ending stocks at 12.3 million hundredweights. The season average farm price for California is still forecast at $18.80 per hundredweight, while southern medium grain was given an additional 20 cents per hundredweight. At the global level, 2020-21 is expected to bring higher supplies, lower consumption, minimal change to trade, and increased stocks. In Asia, Thai prices are expected to come under pressure with main crop supplies entering the market. However, the market has demonstrated a surprising resilience with prices currently up $20 per ton from a few weeks ago. After undergoing a sharp decline in exports in 2019-2020 on low supplies, exports from this origin look poised to bounce back in 2020-21. From January to September this year, rice exports have reached only 4 million metric tons, which is 32% less year over year. Thailand is projected to export an additional 1.8 million metric tons by year end. Thai rice has been $40 to $50 per metric ton lower than Vietnamese rice and $135 per metric ton higher than Indian rice this year. In Brazil, despite the abject shortage this year that prompted three paddy vessels from the U.S., CONAB has revised their paddy production estimates slightly from 10.9 million metric tons to 11 million metric tons. Consumer inflation in Brazil has been increasing since the summer and is worsened by food prices that have been bumping as well. While Brazil is no stranger to a volatile currency, the combination of COVID and strong exports to China have forced more consumers to eat staples at home that are now scarce because of a strong export market for those same staples. For example, 5 kilograms of rice in December of 2019 cost a consumer 12.41 Brazilian reals. That same 5 kilograms of rice in September 2020 now costs 20.35 Brazilian reals, an increase of 64%. Staples have increased more than other packaged foods, but this highlights the problem that some countries are facing in response to the global pandemic. Thank you for listening to this week's Rice Market Update. Please feel free to visit our website, www.usriceproducers.com, for more information, including previous issues of our newsletter, The Rice Advocate. You can also follow us on Facebook for timely news, updates, and event announcements. As always, we welcome your feedback. Please feel free to contact us at info@usriceproducers.com or give us a call at 713-974-7423.